Welcome to another inspiring message from the Cornerstone Church Enugu.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We belong to you, Lord. Everything. Every part of me. Can you say that to the Lord? Every part of me. I surrender it to you, Lord. My heart, my mind, my soul, my will, my emotions, every part of me, my intellect, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we give thanks. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just lift your hands and worship Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Because actually we can surrender because he first loved us. We can surrender because he first reached out to us. Because he gave us grace to do so. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for your presence so mighty in this place. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for healing that has begun to take place in this house. You are healed in the name of Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Oh, we give thanks. Oh, we give thanks. In the name of Jesus, the hand of the Lord is upon you. He's healing you in every area. Somebody walked into church and the Lord, I just looked at her and the Lord said she was not feeling well. She was not feeling well. And you know, somebody gave me a message, just was saying how the Lord is already healing people in the house. I'm saying to you, God is here. God is here. God is here. And I'm saying to you again, you are healed in the name of Jesus. Because the power of God is here to heal. Is here to transform. Is here to heal. It doesn't matter what it is. Just understand that the power of God is here to heal. And believe him. Reach out and receive yours. Take what he has already freely given. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for your presence here. Lord, we ask right now that you speak to us. We listen. We are listening. Lord, think through my mind and speak through my lips. That your word will go forth in power and simplicity. In the name of Jesus, that your people will be greatly blessed and transformed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for great things you are already doing in this meeting. Thank you, Lord, for every need is met. Thank you, Lord, for every answer. Every question is answered. Every prayer is answered. We give thanks. We give thanks for the outpouring of your spirit in this house this morning. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God forevermore. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Hallelujah. Come on, give Jesus a joyful praise. Hallelujah! Amen! God bless you, Hill City. Thank you so much. Hallelujah! What a service. I mean, we can share the grace here on, can we? And we have been thoroughly blessed. Amen. You see, one thing that blows my mind, and honestly, is one reason why you will believe that the scripture is, the Bible is the word of God. What do I mean? So, I will be in my house preparing for Sunday service. The person that is leading prayers will be preparing for Sunday service. The service manager is preparing her hymns and everything for the service, for the Sunday service. Hill City is preparing for this. I mean, everybody is on their own. And then we come on Sunday and we are all in sync. From the beginning of the service till right now, it will just be like we had a meeting, like there's a structure. Hey, this is what you're going to sing. This is why you're going to pray. Nobody does that. Everybody just comes and just does it. Just does what the Holy Ghost wants to be done. If he doesn't baffle, he baffles me. And I'm saying, that is why you will know that the scripture is true. That at least about 40 men wrote scriptures over the span of 1,500 years. tax collectors, fishermen, farmers, lawyers, doctors, physicians, right? People from all walks of life. In the period of 1,500 years, were in different places, different years, and all wrote the scriptures, and none is contradicting each other. None is contradicting each other. So I just want you to know the God you serve. The person we call the Holy Ghost, what he's capable of. From the beginning of the world to right now, everything is still in sync, even with the fall of man. God is so good. He's a big God. He's a mighty God. So why I'm saying this, I mean, I didn't prepare to say this, but of course, thank God for the Holy Ghost. But you see, our lives is too short to now be, you know, like Pastor Faye will say, to judge his faithfulness. Amen. Our lives is too short, even if it's 100 years, to judge his faithfulness. So with your, I know nobody here is out 100, even though we're getting there. Hmm? But you see, in the years we've lived, in the number of years you've lived, sometimes even maybe there's a week of trial, there's a month of tribulation, and suddenly it feels like you don't remember anything else but the trial. It feels like your life is now revolving around the challenge. Somehow the devil succeeded in making us forget all the good things God has done, all the might and might of God. He somehow makes us forget them. And then suddenly the Holy Spirit is so small that we don't even remember that he's right there. Hallelujah. But you see, he is ever present. He is ever present. He is ever present. There is no thing too big for the Holy Ghost. I mean, he's the biggest. He's the greatest. Glory to God. God is good. So this month, we've begun a series that says, Let Your Light So Shine. Of course, it's just, that's probably what, in the line with the Holy Ghost, how the Lord is leading us through before ABPC and all that. So today, I want to talk to us about light from darkness. Light from darkness. You see, it's amazing that darkness, even in scriptures, came before light. Amen? When you read the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, you will see that the Bible began to tell us how the world was in darkness, in disorder, began to just, then the Holy Spirit was now hovering around it. Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, please. Can you put that up for me? Okay. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. Give me another translation, please. Can I go back to NIV or NKJV? I usually prefer NKJV sometimes. Hallelujah. Same thing he's saying, though. But let's read it in a different translation. NKJV, please. All right. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Verse 1 had said, in the beginning was God. Then verse 3 says, then God said, let there be light. And there was light. God's answer to darkness has always been light. So you see that in as believers, we don't want anything that looks like dark times. I mean, who wants that? We want it to be all smooth and all, you know, light every day, all groovy. But you see, even in the world that God made, the state, the natural state it was in disarray, was in darkness. Hallelujah. But then God didn't care that there was darkness. He knew that there's something that can come out of that darkness. It is guaranteed that light must come out of darkness. You see, it doesn't matter how long a night is, day must dawn. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter how long the night is. You know, you could, there are nights you just be like, stay awake and be wondering. But you see, give it a few hours, a few more hours. You see the sun begins to trickle into your room. Light must come. That is why scriptures will say, darkness may endure for a night, or what's the word? Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. It's not joy, it's going to try to come. Joy cometh. Guaranteed. Joy cometh. Hallelujah. So in a world, in a life that is in disarray, that is in confusion, that is wondering, Lord, what is going on right now? The Lord is saying to you, let there be light. Hallelujah. So the beautiful thing is this. Can you put up John chapter 1, verse 4 to 5 for me? John chapter 1, 4 to 5. Hallelujah. I'm going to just read it in a few translations. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Who is the him? Good. In him, Jesus, was life. He says, and that life in Jesus was the light of men. Follow me. Next verse. He says, and the light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. That's what another translation said. You know, what is so beautiful about this is that, are you a believer? Do you believe you are a believer? Do you believe you have Jesus in your life? If Jesus is the light, if he says that he has the light and he is indwelling you, what does that make you? What does that make you? Light. And he had to say it very clearly in John chapter 15. He says, you are the light of the world. So I'm saying to you, you know, Jesus, when he was born, the world was not in a good place. I hope you know that. It wasn't like the world was in so much darkness that he came. Out of darkness, Jesus came. That's why you will see in the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 2, I believe it is, that they that are in darkness, light has dawned. Hallelujah. Let's read it. Isaiah 9, verse 2, so I can quote it correctly. Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 2. Upon those that dwell in darkness, the people who walked in darkness, thank you, have seen a great light, yes. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. Jesus is that light that shined in the dark world. So it was such a dark phase. I mean, there was, now there's salvation, amen? But then there was nothing like that. But in the midst of that darkness came out a light. You see, it doesn't matter the trials we go through. There is always the light that is going to shine forth from that darkness. As a matter of fact, you know, if a woman is pregnant, okay, and she's in labor, you know, that's labor, when, especially for people who have experienced maybe intense labor, it's not a funny experience, is it? Hallelujah. It's not necessarily a funny experience that you are like, oh, a walk in the park, let's do that again. Amen. It's not necessarily so. But you see, it don't matter to you. Why? You are very sure that light is about to dawn. It may seem like, oh, hold me here, hold me there. I don't have the experience, but I've had to hold other people. Amen. Praise God. No, I've had to, you know. Even yesterday, I went to work somewhere, and oh my God, she was screaming the roof down. I can just relate. But the point is that all that fire, all that pain, all that intensity, you don't say, no, I'm walking away from this. You don't say, no, I can't do this anymore. Do you say that? No, no mother does. No matter how intense, the only thing you'll be imagining is the moment, the light that is just a glimpse, just when they say, see the head, that's just what you are listening to here. When there's that glimpse of light coming forth, you just know that it is here. Joy has come. It's an intense time. I'm using that because it's a practical thing that if you've not experienced it as a mature woman, you experience it. Amen. Or you'll have been around someone who experienced it. If you're a man, your wife may have experienced, or your wife will experience. Amen? Amen? Praise God. So you see, it's such an intense time. It seems like, Lord, can this cup pass over me? Hallelujah. Yes, it's that intense. Lord, can this cup pass over me? But you see, as soon as that child just, you just hear that cry, it just makes everything you have gone through seem like nothing. So imagine the gross darkness that was in our world. But then out of it, Jesus came. Jesus came. That light that has lightened and has continued to lighten the world till today. And the world has never remained the same. And then he's leaving. He said, when he was here, he said, I am the light of the world. But then he was departing. He said, you are the light of the world. So what are the lights doing? Running away from darkness? Please, I want me some easy life. Soft life. Isn't that the word they use now? Oh, Lord, I don't need that stress. But you see, out of that stress comes a great light. So the answer to the dark world we see today is you. Amen? The world is in great darkness, isn't it? I'm saying to you that the answer, like I said in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, that God's answer to the darkness in the world, the disarray in the world was what? Light. So his answer to the state of the world today is you. Question is, are you aware? Are you aware? You are the light that has been, just like, you know, this place is in darkness. And then what do? We put a bulb, right? We put a light bulb and, you know, put it on to shine. So, but if you put it on and you just said, no, this darkness is too great. I don't want to shine. The truth is that there is no darkness too dense for light to shine through. There's no darkness too dense that light can't shine through it. There is none. There's never been a time that light came and darkness was not dispelled. As soon as that small light comes, you know that this place just changes. Even if it's a candle light, it makes all the difference. Hallelujah. Praise God. John chapter 1, 4 to 5, please. Let's read that in it. Just put it up for me in APC, Amplified Classic. John chapter 1, please. John chapter 1, verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Next verse. He says, and the light shines on in the darkness, for the darkness has never overpowered it. He has never put it out or absorbed it or appropriated it and is unreceptive to it. You see, the darkness in the world cannot overpower you. There is no darkness you experience in your life that can overpower you. You are the light. You are the light. Say, I am the light. I am the light. I am the light. So I overcome darkness. I dispel darkness. I dispel darkness. Hallelujah. You are the light shining in this dark world. And the darkness has not and will never overcome you. In the name of Jesus Christ. So like I said, John chapter 8 verse 12. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He says, he that follows me shall not walk in darkness. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness. But have the light of life. It amazed me when I read it because it didn't say, he that followed me shall walk in the light. Do you see that? I am the light of the world. He that followed me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have light. So not only are you not going to walk in darkness, you will be the one lightening other people's life, giving them light. You are the one giving light. Do you get what I'm saying? So you're not just walking in it, you have the light. You are the light. Praise God forevermore. God is good. God is good. Darkness is never how the story ends. The dark night is never how the story ends. The dark times, the trials is never how the story ends. You know, a man like Joseph, having been, when he was thrown into the pit by his brethren, he never could have imagined what is at the end of that experience. You know that. Nobody knows the end of a challenge. Nobody knows the end of a trial till you get to the end. Amen? And the good news is that darkness is never the end. There is always light. Glory to God. So Joseph was thrown into the pit by his siblings. That's a difficult thing. You know, sometimes we just read through it. There's that the people you should trust the most. I mean, these people are family. They're the ones that betrayed him and sold him. I'm sure he will feel like it was the worst thing that could have happened to him. Hallelujah. Think about it. The only people you have in the world threw you away, abandoned you. The only people you have. The only people you have. You didn't know anybody in Egypt. You didn't know anybody in Egypt. I mean, you have experienced your father's love all the days of your life. And all of a sudden, you have been sold out. You have been sold as a slave to Egypt. He couldn't have figured that out. He couldn't have imagined it. I mean, it would have been a tough time for a boy that age, that young. But you see, most of the time, the dark times, all the dark times we experience is like a pot cooking a miracle. It's like a pot cooking your next level. Believers don't want trials. You know, imagine that you are Joseph.
You know, would you want that? Would you want to be thrown into a pit? And then they are, should we sell? Should we sell you? Should we not sell you? Okay, let's sell. And they sold you. And then you're now going to serve Potiphar. Remember, you're your father's favorite child. Like they used to pamper you. They used to pamper you. Like no stress in your life. And suddenly you have to serve another man. Think about it. No, you even if they told you, they'll just say, this is what will happen in your life. You will say, no way. Let me stay and be with my brothers. Praise God. But you see, in him lie the prime minister of a nation. And getting there is walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Glory to God. The distance between where he was and where the Lord has prepared for him is walking through the valley of the shadow of death. But sadly, we don't want to make that walk. We don't want to. We want to by some chance just, you know, and land the other side of it. But you know, trials have to work out that patience in you. There has to be that production that happens in you that only trials can do. Believers must become open to it. We just know that, see, dark times will come. If he came for Jesus, it will come for you. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. How did Jesus go through his dark times? I mean, he's the darkest anybody will have faced and will face and will ever face. Don't you think so? You carried the sin of one man before? Amen. Somebody even accused you of what you did not do. You almost died. You don't sleep at night. You're just like, what have I done? And then this one is what you even did. Somebody else is carrying. He said, don't worry, I'll pay for it. You know, somebody painted that picture and told a story of, I mean, it's not in my message, but I mean, it will bless you. Maybe we have heard of it too. I think it's an old story. So this... it's a king. I may not remember it clearly, but I'll just tell it how it is in my head. Anyway, this king, there's a rule that if you do a particular thing, you will be flogged to death. You'll be flogged to death. Amen. And then, I think somebody was stealing or something. They were stealing, and then there was a rule that if that thing happens again, that person will be beaten to death. So it now happened that it was the daughter of that man that did that thing. Of course, there's already a rule signed and sealed. So, When they now captured him, it's your daughter. Actually, she is your daughter. But it is what it is. The law is set. You can't go back on your words. Fine. I can't go back on my words. Then take her and kill her. So they brought the daughter, you know, lying her where they were going to lash her to death. And when they were going to begin to flog the daughter, he just came and said, wait. And then he lay on top of the daughter and said, go ahead. And they said to flog him as they will flog the daughter. So I flog him and flogged him and flogged him to death. And then the punishment has been settled. This one has to do what? Go free. The debt is paid. That's exactly what Jesus did for us. Glory to God. Took the flogging, took the dying, took the death. Said, be going. So when he says you are the light, you know that the price he paid to make it happen is too grave. So you can't be hiding in darkness. You can't let your life challenges shield you, cover you up. No. Scripture says you can't light a lamp and put it under a bushel. That bushel is life troubles, life trials. Many Christians are like that. We are so empowered on the inside, and yet we are hidden under 500 kg bag of rice. We are so hidden because we are carrying the weight of the world, which, by the way, he said, give it to me. Don't carry. Hallelujah. So if he could give you his life, what will he give you his son? What will he not, alongside him, what will he not give you, freely give you? Glory to God. Shadrach, glory to God. God is good. So when he said, you are the light of the world, see, you better just know that there is no, he meant that you are the light. And he didn't say that the light bulb won't have a crack. Hallelujah. He didn't say, oh, sometimes NEPA will not give a high voltage or a low voltage. The God of this world will beat you blue-black. It's the way it is. I was saying, I think it was, one of the services, I was saying that when you are in a boxing ring, there are rules. Oh, don't kick this way. Don't kick that way. If you kick this way, you are disqualified. Not in the rule of life. Satan is, nobody's telling Satan, oh, just handle that, my daughter, handle that. No, he's hitting you wherever that can be hit. But you are the light. You know, the Bible says he knows that his time is short. But you know that you have time. Praise God. You know that you have time because you are the one who is in time is your father. You are in the one who is in time. You're not under pressure. You're not running around like the devil trying to do. No. You are just walking in step and keeping in step with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. See, don't let the darkness in your life overshadow your light. Let that light shine through. Jesus already paid the price. So you unapologetically begin to shine. Hallelujah. Just like Joseph, He could have been shielded and covered with all the trials he had gone through. Well, you see what? He got to Potiphar's house. He was so good. The man did what? Please, oh, you are too blessed. Just be handling everything. A slave. A slave. A slave. A slave. You that have the Holy Ghost, you can shine any and everywhere. You that have the Holy Ghost, nothing can stop you from shining. You are prosperous. Hallelujah. You are prosperous. Everywhere you step into, light dawns there. Because Jesus said, he that follows me will not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of the light of the light. You are the light. You have the light of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't you think Satan knows that? That is why he will want to make you focus on his hits. Do you understand? Focus on the heat. He blows you there. That's where you are not focusing on. Because there is that thing on your inside. It is a tree, a mango tree that has ripe fruit that children throw things at. Glory to God. It's when they see one ripe one in the midst of all the unripe. They're not trying to hit that ripe and then bring out all the unripe first. Praise God. Amen. There is the ripe in you. There is the ripe fruit in you. There is a light in you. That the devil would not stop at anything to just make sure you're not shining forth. Just focus on the darkness. Just focus on the dark times. Focus on the people that are hurting you. Focus on your boss that is wicked. Just focus on every other thing, but focus on your light. Hallelujah. Joseph shined forth. He was shining there like no man's business. He didn't care. Oh, I'm no longer in my father's place. He could have been there. Oh, doing, you know, this victim mentality that we do these days. If I tell you my life problem, if I begin to talk, all of you begin to pray for me. You know, we say that a lot. You don't know what I'm going through. If I tell you what I'm going through, you know that your own is more and more. You don't even know what the person is going through, but you just assume that you are carrying the world. You know, you could have had that disposition also. Say, if you people understand what I'm going through in this life. But he didn't do that. He took away that victim mentality and threw it away, trashed it. Trash yours. You are not a victim. You are not a victim. Say that. I am not a victim. I am not a victim. You are the victor. You are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. You are wearing the victor's crown. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He served with his heart. He lightened the entire Potiphar's household. So he so shined that Potiphar's wife's heart. Amen. You are too bright. This young man is too bright. Glory to God. I believe it was not just that he was a fine boy. The guy was resourceful. He's productive. You understand? He's in a company. He's making money there. See, you know when they say that nobody's indispensable in workplaces? Not lie. That people you cannot fire. In fact, if you that is firing them, you know that you're in trouble. I want you to be that person that can never be fired. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You step into a place and the person that owns the business is in trouble. Like, he knows that, I mean, if I lose this person, my business will receive a hit, like a serious blow I won't recover from. Don't be that one that they are managing, like, just be coming because we don't have another person. As soon as there's another person that just looks 10% better than you, you are fired. Do you understand? Be that person that when you are in an office environment, the owner of the place can sleep. Everywhere, you know, we are planted. Amen. We are planted. You know that? That's what the Bible says. We are planted, oaks of righteousness, to display his splendor. So don't go there and be displaying your emotions, your feelings, how they are treating you. All you are allowed to display is his splendor, whether you are being hurt or not, whether you are being treated right or not. You are only allowed to display his splendor. You're not allowed to display mediocrity. You're not allowed to be displaying jaga jaga or victim mentality. No, you are only allowed to display his splendor even when you're not treated right, because your master is the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the man so served that, you know, eyes started to come on him, both the good and the bad eyes. As soon as Potiphar's wife set his eyes on him, man knew that there's trouble. That's how he ran out of there for his life. He zapped and ran into a jail. Glory to God. I mean, see here, if that's not some dark times, I don't know what is. Away from home. Like nobody even knows where he was at. He couldn't even, where is my father? Let me call him on phone. There's no phone, nothing like that. Praise God. he was in prison. I mean, that's a place to sit down and sulk very well. Because he was really a victim. He was accused wrongly. He didn't do anything wrong. But you see, I heard this from Pastor Poji. He said that imagine that, you know, the only thing that could have been in the mind of Joseph is, Lord, deliver me from this prison. And the best that would have happened is that Potiphar would now come and say, oh, so sorry. We discovered that they lied against you. Please come back and continue what you are doing. Is that not the best that could have happened in his mind? And then he said, but we are not looking for deliverance. We are looking for resurrection. Hallelujah. It's not deliverance, is that okay? They've delivered out of you. Okay, come and come back. So deliverance takes you back to the state where you were before the trial. Resurrection changes your life. Glory to God. After Lazarus died, he was raised from the dead. He's still Lazarus. After Jesus was resurrected, even his flesh changed. He could walk through the walls. Glory to God. So no, when trials come, when things come, it is to bring out in you so much more resurrection. So sometimes when we are asking the Lord, Lord save me, Lord save me. Actually, that problem was his salvation. Hallelujah. That challenge is his salvation in his love, in his mercies to you. Glory to God. Well, no, I can't go through this. If you are delivered, you go back to, you know, when everything was cruise. But you were a city set on a hill. Glory to God. You were a city set on a hill. So if it is not in hindsight that Joseph is saying, this was done so that you people, you know, telling his siblings, so that there can be salvation for my people, my siblings, my brethren, is in hindsight. But that time he was in prison. You know, he was even complaining. I didn't do anything wrong. I mean, how can I be in this dungeon? Or even in the midst of, he knows he was hurt. He was looking out for people. He had the right attitude. He went to the next person. Oh, why is your face like this morning? Oh, Baker, you're not smiling today. Why is your face like this? I mean, the one that has a reason to not be smiling is asking another person, why are you not smiling? Ask your neighbor, why are you not smiling? Some of us, when we come to when we come to where some people don't know that you smile, and they know there are people that people don't even know that you smile because you always have serious face. No, he that sits in heaven laughs. I knew you. Come on, praise God, hallelujah. God is good, God is good. Praise God forevermore. He was looking out for them, and I mean, it was still his dark times, you see. This is a man that knows he has a God that cannot be moved, that cannot be shaken. A God that has gone before him and guaranteed his success, his victory. So nothing can go wrong. I mean, I can be in my dark times, but even this is working out for my good. It's turning out for my salvation. Praise God forevermore. That was just the attitude he had in prison. And then somehow, years later, he was in the palace. Years later, you know, right? He was in prison for 2 years plus, more than, right? And then he was in the palace. And then suddenly he felt like all of those years didn't matter anymore. Glory to God. You see, darkness will always come. Dark times will always come. Dark times will always come. Look at, what's it called? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. At the point when Nebuchadnezzar had installed this idol, this giant idol, and said, what? Everybody, come and bow. Come and bow. Come and bow. And they said, never. You know, it's like suicide. You know what the outcome will be, and you chose death. They said, no, we're not going to bow. That's like the devil coming after their life, literally. Praise God. And then when they were reported, the man said, see, I'm going to give you an opportunity to prove that these people are lying. So when the horns go off again, just bow. Then I will have forgotten that. I mean, it didn't happen. But if you don't, you hear from me. Praise God. And scripture said, they said to him, oh God, we're not even careful to answer you in this matter. Like, there's no bargain. Do you understand? It's either we die now or die now. You see, this darkness, we're not afraid of it. We are the light. There is nothing you bring that we're not equal to and more. That should be your disposition as a child of God, the one who has a greater one on her inside. There is not, say, devil, throw your best punch. Satan, is that all you can do? I said, throw your best punch.
bunch.
But you see, if you don't speak like that consistently in the private, you can't speak like that in the public.
If you are whimpering in fear in your house, you can't talk
bold as a lion
outside.
Glory to God.
I said to him, well, they have been saying it inside now. They have been saying, we're not going to eat the king's food or this thing.
I beg.
Yes. Do you understand? They have been having that meeting. They just eat vegetables. They should eat their meat. They're not careful to eat it. So they have been, that thing has been happening inside. Do you understand what I'm saying? Have I left you behind?
Thank you.
Praise God. And then it came a time where it is not in the public space. You know, when he was to eat food, people didn't really know. Do you understand? When he was to eat the king's food and the king's wine, it's in Daniel. Everything I'm saying is in the book of Daniel. People didn't really know. But this time around, everybody was there. Bow
and leave.
Don't bow and die. So this one is not, let's go and reason together outside. He said, no, we're not careful to answer you. You see, if you want to throw us, do what? Throw us. Our God will save us. But even if not, we will still not do it. You know, when you read it in KJV and NKJV, that's how you read it, and it will give it this interpretation. Whether you're going to throw us, so we're not going to bow. Whether you're not even going to throw us, we're not going to bow. Like, you know, concern, whether you're saying no, if so, you're going to throw us, we're not going to bow. Even if you're saying, okay, no problem, just bow from your heart, we're still not going to bow. Any way you want it, we're not bowing. Whether we're not. Hallelujah. When you see, the devil hopes that we can bow. Suddenly you compromise a little. Let's just try so that we can get more numbers. Let's just try so we can do more sales. Or let's just try, you know, if you don't bend a little, if you don't collect the bribe, if you don't accept this, if you don't tolerate that, if you don't allow this one will happen. See, whether or whether we are standing firm, because we are the light that has to make sure that this light, that this dark world receives light. We are the light that has to make sure that darkness is being dispelled, pushed farther away. You are the church. He said the church is marching forward, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. You are the church. You are meant to be marching forward, not retreating. Ours is to press forward against hell. And Bible already said to us, he can't prevail against you. See, devil can't prevail against you. Scripture says, submit to God. Do what? Resist the devil, and he will scamper. That flea is like, you know how you just do, have you seen a cookie dog? You know a cookie now? A cookie. Eh? Bingo. Thank you. That's the English word. If bingo just do tap, he just scampers for his life. That's exactly what that word means. No matter how powerful the devil is, you are with the Most High. You are with the Most Powerful. You have the Most Powerful on your inside. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Those guys said, we're not going to bow. So no, you're not going to bow to. You're not going to bow to life's challenges. You're not going to bow to life's trials. There is so much darkness, so much heartache, disappointment in this world. So much heartache. But no, we will not compromise. Because if we compromise, if the salt loses its taste, what will it be good for anymore? You see that? What will it be used for anymore? So we refuse. We're going to stand firm. So if this boy said, oh, for our lives, let's just bow, and after we'll go inside and ask God for forgiveness. It would have been that in the land of Babylon, that not a single person feared the Lord so much as to stand for righteousness. I said it was a death sentence, but they just let their lives, you know, let it be that it is me that is standing. That Christ will have come today and I'm standing. Yes, there was darkness. I almost got, but no, I shine through. Hallelujah. You see, one thing that is beautiful about that story is this. When they didn't bow, they bound them. Hallelujah. They were out of the fire, they were bound. When they were now in the fire, they were losing. So many people are bound even when they're out of trials. They are bound. When you think your life is normal, you are bound. Many people actually need that fire to be let loose. Samson took those foxes, put their tails together and just put a torch and set the whole village on fire. We need that fire. We need to start running with that fire. Many of us need to get into the fire so that we can be let loose. Sometimes the devil tells us that fire is the last thing you need. It's the last thing you need. It's the last thing. Imagine the grape saying, I don't need that crushing. Oh, I don't need that crushing. I've made that, try to put that scenario here. I don't need that crushing, please. That is the blade. It's so sharp. Oh, but that's what will bring out the juice in you. Is that pressing? Is that piercing and pressing that will bring out the juice? Is that fire that will bring out the real gold? It's called the testing of your faith. It has to be tested. It has to be tested. Hallelujah. And what is the best way than darkness hovering all over? Amen. So these people were thrown and they began to walk around and do what? Praising. Praising in the fire. So your response, your first response to darkness is what? Praise. 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 You know, most times when we're in that hard times, the last thing you remember is to say, thank you, Jesus. Someone what? Thank you, Lord, for what? But that's your first response. That is your first response. You must learn that thing called the law of first response. When things come at you, when things happen to you, what do you say first? You know, the Lord started to say to me, you don't have to say anything. You can actually shut your mouth and sit down. Because sometimes you feel like you need to have something to say. When things happen, you have to say something. No, you don't. You can keep quiet and sit down. So that when that thing wells out of your tummy, that thing to say, when he actually puts the word to say in your mouth, it's cooked. It's cooked. You don't have any doubt. You are saying it from the place of rest. Not because you are anxious of what happened. You are not anxious. You are not, you know, no. It's that you are now saying it with power. Hallelujah. You don't have to respond to every situation because something came into your head. You can sit down and be quiet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise is your first response to trials. I want it to be our attitude that in TCC, every time we have a challenge, we praise God. Every time we have a trial, we praise God. People are wondering, are you crazy? You are praising God. And sincerely. It's not where they said we should praise. Lord, you are good. Lord. It's okay to start that way. Shall I just sing praise song? Do you get? Start that way. Then start remembering the goodness of God. Begin to count. Begin to count them. Begin to count them. I always tell us about that. This story, war room that I watched, that old woman said, he was showing some woman a place where she writes her testimonies. She says, these are the battles I've fought and won. So when a new one comes, I just go back to it. He did this one in January. He did this one in February. Oh, in March, he did this one. I remember we fought this battle. I thought I was going to die in April, but I did not die. So in September, he will do much more. By the time you are done with all those testimonies, by the time you are done counting, it is solved. Like, it will just melt before you. Why? God is the constant. Your problems are the variables. God is good. Hallelujah. The challenges are the variables. He's constant. He's a God in the good times. He's a God in the bad times. When things go wrong, he'll make them right. But the God in the good times, he's the God in the bad times. He's the God of the day. He's still God in the night. Whether you walk through the waters, he's right there. Whether you walk through rivers, he said he's right there. They will not swallow you up. The fire cannot burn you. Why? The God of the good day is still the God in the night. He doesn't leave you in the night season of your life. Whether it's the morning, whether it's the night, he's still God. Hallelujah. The God of the day is still God in the night. It doesn't matter what your night looks like now, right now. It doesn't matter it doesn't matter. He's still God. He's still God. Say it. He's still God. He's still God. He's still God. Somebody said, if you're not passing through something, you are getting close to it. Or you're just coming out of it. Praise God. It's just the way life is. It's either you are coming out of it, or you are just going close to it, or you are in one. Wherever you are, he's still God. He's still God. He's still God. There is light that shines forth from darkness. No matter how long a dark night is, light always dawns. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. Praise God forevermore. God is good. So you see, I just use this man in the scriptures who had gone through some season in their life, including Jesus, our Lord, to say to you that dark times don't last. Dark seasons don't last. But the light lasts. Strong men last. Strong men last. And we are strong in the Lord. We are strong in the Lord. Praise God forevermore. So you see that the people that dared to stand firm in the dark times were the ones. You know, afterwards, Nebuchadnezzar said to say, everybody, let's bow to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I mean, after the fire season. And when they were there, just like I put it in Isaiah 43 verse 2, whether you go through fire. He said, there's a fourth man in the fire. If you stand for God, he will never leave you. It is not possible that you said, whether this darkness swallows me, I'm standing for righteousness. And God will not show up. It has never happened. It will start with you. He was like, I thought we threw some three men into the fire. I mean, and the fourth one is looking, he's not even looking like them. He's looking like the Son of God. He could actually know that there is a difference in persons. So please, I hope you know that the ones that are free, the ones that were not bound outside, just getting close to the fire, they died. The ones that were bound were turned loose inside the fire. The fire is not meant to roast you. You know what? It doesn't have the capacity to roast you. It doesn't. Let the devil throw his best punch. It doesn't have the capacity to hit you down. Hallelujah. How did Apostle Paul say it? We were pressed on all sides. But they were never to the point where their back is on the ground. Glory to God. They were pressed.
her pressed.
But the only thing that was coming out is life.
Life. More life. Abundant life. Abundant life. As they were being pressed, life was flowing out. As they were being pressed, light was shining forth.
So don't you think that you want some more trials?
Yeah.
Comfort zone is not a good place. No, it's not comforting. Comfort zone feels like, oh, well, what a good place to be. It has never comforted anybody in the long run.
Hallelujah.
So if I asked you, Joseph would have done better in his comfort zone in his father's lap, wearing his father's cloak of many colors, then weight would be in the prime minister of a whole nation. I mean, a prosperous nation like Egypt. Think about it. Comfort? No comfort. Do you see that? God is good. Today we can read about these three men because they stood even in the midst of darkness. You know, when we were worshiping or something, or when we were leading prayers, I think when we were praying, and it came to me that the reason Anna made it to the Bible was because of Samuel. Hallelujah. The only reason Anna's name is in the Bible was because of Samuel. Meanwhile, it was such a hard time for her. It was, there were dark days. She cried. She wept. Can this thing pass by me? Can this thing be taken away from me? It felt like nothing was going to change. Years and years and years passed. It was seasons of darkness, gross darkness for her. But you see, today we can read, and Anna prophesied. She was singing. And it seemed as if it was very, you know, it just happened today, and the next day she had a child. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But she had a child that till tomorrow we are still going to be numbering among the best of prophets. Bible says that not a single word as Samuel said fell to the ground. Not a single word. Can you imagine that? Not a single word. Not a single word. She had other children. Who knows about that? There's something called the child of promise. And it's coming. And it's coming. In the name of Jesus Christ. It's coming. In the name of Jesus Christ. That child is coming. Think about Naomi. That's him and his wife, a husband and children. Went to Moab, and there he lost everything. She lost everything, lost her husband, lost her children. Was just returning with one Ruth that tagged along. I won't leave you. Yes, we faced dark times together, but I won't run away. There's light coming. There's light coming. Came back with her without plans, without, oh, is there anything that can happen? There was, you think it was, she was, I mean, I'll just go and start looking for a vineyard. I'll be pressing, I'll make sure it's Boaz's own. So that, no, did she know who Boaz is? You see, those dark times are God just instructing and directing your steps into your destiny. Stop running away from trying times. Embrace them. You are the answer to the darkness in the world. So the darkness in your life is too little. Do you understand? You are the answer God has given to the dark world. He said, oh, this world is too dark. Let me send Jedi. Oh, this world is full with darkness. Let me send Elder John. Oh, so much gross darkness. Oh my God. Gross darkness is in this world. Let me send Mrs. Hope. Let me send Benjamin. Let me send Shadrach. Let me send them. You are the answer God has given to this world. Dare to shine. Dare to shine. Dare to shine. Don't let any life challenge put you down. Don't let any life challenge cover your light. No. You are a city set on a hill. You are the light of the world. God is good. Let those things thrown at you be the very thing that announces you. In the name of Jesus. Because you are fearless. The greater one is on your inside. Just go as the one that has answer. You come into that company and say, okay, the answer has come. Amen? Oh, there's confusion. The answer has come. Why? I've arrived. Daniel said, they're about to kill us. He went to the king. That's my next week message. But, I mean, let's keep going. He said to him, okay, just give me time. He didn't say, let's move to the next country. Let's zap. I think, thank God, we got the information on time. Let's use night and run. He went to him. He went to the problem and said, sir, give me time. Give me time. I know... See, there's trust that you have in God. You know that you cannot be swallowed up by anything. Anything. The only thing, just give me time. Give me time. Give me time. I know that if I go and talk to my father, I'm coming out with an answer. There is nobody else that can get an answer. That is not me. I am the only one that has the answer that the world needs. What is my job? Go to the one that is my source and download the answer and give it to the world. Glory to God. See, there is no difficult thing we can solve. Why? The only wise God is our Father, and He dwells on our inside. There is no darkness too great that you, light, cannot shine through. God is good. It doesn't matter what will happen to you. It doesn't matter what the devil throws. It doesn't matter what the challenge is. It may seem painful right now, but can you see yourself light dawning through that darkness? You are dawning through that. See, you know, another thing that the devil uses to put is, what will people say? What they think? Oh, what they will say? Well, why me? Why me? Why not you? Hallelujah. Why Why not you? If you knew that if you went through this, I mean, you will now become the president of Nigeria because that's where God was taking you to. Will you still be saying, why me? You're not saying why me because you're still in the circumstance. You're still in the challenge. But I said, remember what I said. Nobody knows the end of a challenge until you get to the end. Why not you? Why not you? Why not you? I mean, who is better equipped to go through it? Who is better prepared to go through it? Who is better prepared to go through it? It is you. It is you with the greater one on your inside. God is good. I mean, I'm just going to start rounding off. I mean, I'm so encouraged by God's word this morning. I hope you are. You know, being righteous does not guarantee you will not go through things. Think about Jacob. He so served Laban. How many times did he change his wages? I mean, your boss may not like you. He can be treating you anyhow. But you see, he stayed put. He kept serving. He was not stealing from him. Hallelujah. He so served. Even though he was faithful, yet his wages was being changed. So you can be the best person in your office, and yet you are the worst treated. You can be the one that has the interest of that place at heart. But then you are the worst treated. But you see, it's not just about that. It's not about the person paying you. It's about the one that is able to reward you. Salary and reward is not the same thing. If you are doing well, you will still get salary, you will still get reward. If you are not doing well, you will still get salary, you will still get reward. Reward, you know. If you are not doing well, that's consequences. But there is a reward. And the one you are serving is the one that can give reward. Praise God forevermore. So no matter a person like Jacob, all the betrayals he had faced, even in marrying his wife, they still cheated him. I mean, what a life. After 7 years to marry, they still gave you bad wife. Not bad. They still gave you the wife you did not like. Amen. Do you know why I said not bad? You know, somebody said there's a revelation now that at least is from that one that Jesus, Judah. So, hallelujah. So it's not necessarily a bad wife, but it wasn't what he wanted. The point is that he was still cheated. But he stayed there. The life done for Jacob. The life done for Jacob. I'm asking you, did life done for Jacob? It would done for you too. In the name of Jesus. So everything that Jesus went through was so that we can shine. His disposition made all the difference. We must have that same disposition as Jesus did. You know, just be looking out the joy that is set ahead of you, despising the shame. Hallelujah. Don't bother about it. Don't despise it. Don't care what people will say. Don't care what they are saying. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes fixed there. He's the light. He's your source. You are shining through. Hallelujah. So no matter how bad things become, there is always hope for the believer. There is always a way out. See, you are never trapped. You are never trapped. There is always a way out. So what do? You weary the challenge. You can weary the challenge out. You can weary it out. You can weary Satan out. You can weary the challenge out. Like, no, the person is, you know, they agree. Exactly. You know, agree. I do you A, you know, agree. I do you B, you know, agree. I even enter this side, you know, agree. I thought you were picking, you know, agree. I beg. Bad business. Glory to God. I mean, what a waste of time. Go to the next target. Glory to God. And you're equipped to stand. You're empowered to stand. That is actually what God, that is why he's resting. I mean, my children are well equipped. That's why it's not trouble that Satan is hovering around the world. Yeah, because my children are equipped to beat him. Who's the devil? Who's the devil? He was skipper like me. God is resting because his children are well equipped. Glory to God. So say, I weary the challenge out. I weary the challenge out. Glory to God. And then you see yourself getting to a season you never imagined. What do you do? I said number one, what? Your response. Your response is what? Number one, praise. Number two is consistently declare God's word. So look away from the darkness you see and speak forth the word of God you know. The word of God is more real than the boisterous storm. You know, the devil can be so loud. The storm will be everywhere making noise. I'm here. It's just to get your attention. Look on me. That's why they're usually loud. Praise God. The darts of the devil, they're usually very loud. He's doing here, he's doing there. Too much noise. He wants your attention. But look away from all of that and keep confessing and declaring the word of God that is on your inside. You know the good news. Scripture said, there is hope for a tree, although it be cut down. He says, at the scent of water, it will bud. It will bud. And you are standing in a firm foundation. Your root is Jesus. So no matter how the devil tries to cut you down, at the scent of water, you will board. You can never be defeated. You can never be thrown down. Glory to God. At the scent of water. Why? You are standing on life. You are living in life. You are dwelling in life. Hallelujah. You are dwelling in life. Glory to God forevermore. So it doesn't matter the cutting down of the enemy. They can take your hand. They can take your legs. You are standing on a firm foundation. The root of Jesse. Unshakable. Unmovable. That's where you are standing. Oh, but he wants, like I said, make a lot of noise so you can take your attention to that place. There is hope for you. It doesn't matter the darkness. You know, when I read that scripture, that story of Ezekiel again, the very reason God had to use that extreme situation of dead bones is to tell you it doesn't matter how dead. It doesn't matter how dead. It doesn't matter how dead. Deader than dead. What can be deader than people that are dead for years? Everything has finished. Permit me if you're not hearing English. Praise the Lord. I'm saying to you, he used that scenario to say to you, what is that situation that is as dead as those dead bones in your life? Is there anything like that? And he can say, son of man, what do you think about these bones? What did he say? And then he said what? Prophesy. Can we rise on our feet and prophesy? Hallelujah. You see, God is here today. Everything we ask, the Lord is saying to us, I will hear you today. I will answer today. Every word of prophecy you utter today, you will receive. I'm not joking. I'm not even joking. This is what God has said to us. This is what God has said to you today. He said, there is nothing you say today I will not honor. I will not honor. I will not honor. Just speak forth God's word. Look away from the challenges. Look away from the trials. Let them be the very thing that announces you. Now begin to prophesy into that situation. Begin to speak into that situation. I mean, what thing can be dead as dead bones? Dead bones that are dead for years. But his word came upon it. Life came upon it. And the Bible says noises began to happen. Bones coming to bones. Hallelujah. They began to find themselves. And before you know it, flesh rested on bones that had been long dead. And men came alive. Great armies came alive. Great armies came alive. Come on, prophesy. This your life right now. This your challenge right now is catapulting you into the very next phase the Lord has prepared for you. In the name of Jesus, you are a woman in labor. Pray and prophesy. You are a woman in labor. You are a woman in labor. And you are birthing. You are undergoing a birthing. You're undergoing a birthing. That travail, that labor may seem like darkness. It may seem like darkness. It may seem like challenging times. But I'm saying to you, your child is coming. Your child is coming. Your child is coming. Prophesy it into being. Prophesy it into being. You receive your child. You birth that child. You birth the next season. You birth the next phase. In the name of Jesus. Even as a church, we're in that pants. We're undergoing a birthing pants. In the name of Jesus, we put to bed. We will not miscarry. We will not miscarry. We will not miscarry. In the name of Jesus, we birth that which the Lord has proposed. That season he has proposed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we are the answer to the world. We are the answer to the world. We are the light of the world. We are the light answer to the dark problem of the world. We are the light answer to the dark problem of the world. So we are unafraid. We shine regardless. We shine regardless. We shine regardless. We are unstoppable. We are unshakable. We are unstoppable. A city set on a hill. In the name of Jesus. A city set on a hill. Go on and declare God's word. Declare God's word.
Prophesy God's word. Yes, my children are sent to me. They are coming from distant lands. In the name of Jesus, my sons and my daughters, they are carried upon arms and shoulders and they are brought to me. In the name of Jesus. Oh yes, my children will say, this place is too small. Build me a bigger place. Build us a bigger place. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we shall be made. My descendants in TCC shall be like grass. Shall be like grass. In the name of Jesus, we are a people of prayer. We are a people of praise. We are a people of worship. True disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every word the Lord has given to me are for signs and for wonders. In the name of Jesus, we are a people of influence. We are Nakomba, the Anamataya. Everywhere we are planted, we set our world right. Everywhere we are planted, we set our world right. Because we are the light answer to the dark age, to the problem of the dark world. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we are never overwhelmed. We are never overwhelmed. We are not swallowed up. We are never swallowed up. We are never swallowed up. We are never swallowed up. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and prophesy. Go ahead and speak. Go ahead and prophesy. Be full of thanks and speak. Be full of thanks and prophesy. Be full of thanks and prophesy. Your light affliction is working out for you an eternal weight of glory. Your light affliction is working for you, is working out for you an eternal weight of glory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, eternal weight of glory. That is your experience. That is your experience. That is your experience. In the name of Jesus. I announce to you, child of God, darkness may have endured. Darkness may have endured. Darkness may have endured. Weeping may have endured. Pain may have endured. Discomfort may have endured. Confusion may have endured. But I announce to you today, joy is here. In the name of Jesus, joy is coming. Joy is here. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lamaro Sombredi Gabaha. Eshatamakatonia. Go ahead and ask him of anything. Ask the Lord of anything. Ask him of anything. He's here to set the captives free. He's here to heal diseases. Hallelujah. The portal of heaven has been opened for us. Go ahead and make demands. Go ahead and speak. Hallelujah. Go ahead and speak. Hallelujah. He has qualified and enabled you to ask and you will receive answers. You will receive answers. You will receive answers. You will receive answers. For the atmosphere is charged and open. Glory to God. You have access. You have access. You have access. You have access. You are receiving now. You are receiving now. You are receiving now. You are receiving now. Hallelujah. Your God answers. Your Father answers. He hears you. He hears you. He hears you. He answers. He answers. He answers. He answers. Woo. Woo. Lembrado sombreni shankandele do copella di Gelabahai. Era sovina manadia namahanina nania namagana namahai. Higher. Thank you, Lord. Eniba si baby. Because they were all on tola barra. Thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah Olubeza. Thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah Olubeza. Thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah. One more time, say thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah Olubeza. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. You know I'm not Yoruba. I don't know how to sing this song. But it came to my heart. I just had to look for where they wrote the lyrics and try to sing it. Hallelujah. I don't know how to sing it. I just know the song, but I don't know the lyrics. But he's saying that God fights our battles. God fights our battles. He's all powerful God. He's all powerful God. He's all powerful God. I mean, that song is for somebody. He's fighting your battles. Rest in him. He's fighting your battles. He's making a way where there seems to be no way. He's making a way. He's turning darkness into light. Oh my God, you are being empowered to be an answer to the world. Understand that and stand strong. Stand strong, stand strong, stand strong, stand strong. Don't let your trials define your life. Don't let your issues define your life. Don't let challenges define your life. Because your God is able. He's able. He's able. He's doing exceeding abundantly above all you ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work in you, in the name of Jesus.
This message was brought to you free of charge by the partners of the Cornerstone Church Enugu. For more resources and downloads, please visit our website at thecornerstoneministries.org. Our faith is based on the Word of God. It transforms us and it bears fruits for us.